Okay. Fine. So we're in a different position. We keep keeping things interesting, I guess. We're continuing on in the sugya of Blacha Shinsfich Lagufa. Mrs. Shem will be finishing it up next week. Tonight we're gonna be moving on with another fundamental part of the sugya. So I just want to quickly summarize what we did last week, and then we're going to commence with tonight's discussion. Last week, we introduced ourselves to this principle of Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufo. We saw that there's a Machlokes Tanoim as to if we care about your purpose when you do a Malacha. When you do one of the Lam Tes Malachos, aside from doing the Maisa Malacha, do you need to do it for a specific purpose in order to be Chayev? We saw that Rabbi Huda's Shita was, we don't care about your purpose. Even if it's in its Tzrich Legufo, it's for the wrong purpose. It doesn't matter. As long as you do the act of the Malach itself, that itself is Mechayev you. That's the Shita of Rabbi Huda. And we saw that Rabbi Shimon holds that in order to be Chayev for doing a Malach in Shabbos, it needs to be done for a specific purpose. Every Malach has its own specifically defined purpose that it needs to be done for in order to be Chayev. If you do it for the wrong purpose, it's going to be Pater. That was the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. That's what's called the Malacha She'en Tzrich Legufo. If it's not done for the right reason, then it's going to be Pater. It has to be Tzrich Legufo, done for the right reason. And last week we had a Machlokas Rishonim as to how to understand what is that purpose you have to have in mind when doing a Malacha in order for it to be Chayev, in order for it to be considered to be Tzrich Legufo according to Rabbi Shimon. Because we're basically going to be passing like Rabbi Shimon. So we have to know what's that purpose you have to have in mind in order to be Chayev. So we saw that there was a major machlokas rishonim between Tosfos versus the Ramban. The Shita of Tosfos was that you need to do the malachas for the same purpose as the Mishkan. When they ultimately, all the malachas are sourced back to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they had a certain reason why they did each of the malachas. And on Shabbos, in order for it to be called Tzrich Legufa, you need to do it for the same purpose that they had in mind when doing that malacha in the Mishkan. That was the Shita of Tosfos from last week. And the Shita of the Ramban was a very different perspective. The Ramban Shita is that we don't care about the Mishkan at all. What Tzrich Legufa is about is as follows. It's about doing a malacha for the inherent benefits provided by the malacha itself. All 39 malachos are all productive activities that produce a certain achievement. There's a certain accomplishment produced by each of the malachos. Tzrich Legufa is where you do a malacha for the inherent achievement provided by the malacha itself. If you do a malacha for the inherent benefits of the malacha itself, that's called Tzrich Legufa, that's going to be Chayev. But if you just go through the motions of a malacha for some external achievement, you don't care about the achievement of the malacha itself. You're going through the motions of the malacha for some external benefit, that's considered to be in its Tzrich Legufa, and that's going to be Pater. So that was the Shita of the Ramban from last week. Now, just to quickly embellish on a quick statement I made last week, which I didn't flesh out, which is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi, on Sadi Gimel on the base, tells us, he gives us his presentation of Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, and it's considered to be very controversial what exactly Rashi meant to say. Tosfos and Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph learned Rashi as having a third approach to Tzrich Legufa, but it's a very problematic approach. Tosfos has a series of very serious kashas on the way he understood Shitas Rashi, and Raparnas pointed out that it's really very quite easy to read Rashi as just meaning to express the Shita of the Ramban. Rashi could be understood as meaning to work with the second approach, that Tzrich Legufa is about doing malachos for intrinsic purposes, not doing them for extrinsic purposes. And so that's where we're gonna be learning the Shita of Rashi. We're gonna assume that Rashi holds like the Ramban. And to the best of my knowledge, I believe Rav Soloveitchik also last time when Yeshiva was learning Eilu Metzias, doing Eilu Metzias at the same time. Very complicated. It's Monday night, Chabura. When we were learning Shabbos last time, so Rav Soloveitchik, to the best of my knowledge, he was giving the same Mahalach and Rashi. He learned Rashi like the Ramban as well. So that's going to be our assumption in the Shita of Rashi. So that was our quick summary from last week. We just reminded ourselves of the Machlokas Rabbi Huda versus Rabbi Shimon. And within Rabbi Shimon's Shita of Tzrich Legufa, Machlokas Tosfos versus the Ramban and Rashi now, what is that purpose you have to have in mind in order to be Chayev? Fine. So with that, we now come to tonight's topic. Any clarifications? Are we okay? Fine. So the big issue that we are going to deal with tonight is another nafkamina in this machlokas between Tosfos versus the Ramban and Rashi. Last week we discussed one nafkamina, and tonight we're going to round out this section of the sugya by discussing another nafkamina in this machlokas. And then next week, we're gonna start going through some of the tshuvos, some very interesting shailos and tshuvos that come up that are based on appreciating how Shrich Lagufa works. So that's the goal for next week, to finish up this principle. Fine. So tonight's topic begins with the Gemara on Kuf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara on Kuf Hei Amud Beis brings a braisa which states the following halacha, brings the following case. Let's say it's Shabbos, and a person unfortunately hears that a relative passed away. And so he now has a mitzvah of kriya. And the person decides to fulfill this mitzvah on Shabbos. He tears kriya on Shabbos to fulfill his mitzvah. Says the braisa, he's going to be chayit. This is going to be an act of chil Shabbos. Because we know one of the lamates malachos is a malach of kareya. If you tear on Shabbos for productive purposes, so that fits under the malach of kareya. So if this person is tearing in mourning, he's doing an act of kriya for a certain productive purpose, to do a mitzvah on Shabbos, that is an act of chil Shabbos, that is going to be chayiv. That's what the braisa says on Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Now, the Rishonim want to know the following issue. The Rishonim want to know, this halacha and this braisa, that tearing kriya out of avelus and Shabbos is chayiv, does this fit with the shita of Rabbi Shimon? Can Rabbi Shimon, who holds that you need to do malachas for a certain purpose, can he agree, can he conform with this braisa which says that you're chayiv for tearing kriya on Shabbos out of avelus? Or perhaps no, maybe Rabbi Shimon can't agree to this halacha. According to Rabbi Shimon, this is going to be pater. And maybe this is going to be restricted to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're chayiv no matter what your purpose is. Maybe this braisa is restricted to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the issue that comes up in the Rishonim. So we have on this a machlokus between Tosfos versus Rashi. Tosfos and Rashi have a debate about this issue there on Kuf Hei Amud Beis. So starting with the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos says that this braisa can absolutely fit with the shita of Rabbi Shimon, that tearing kriya again on Shabbos out of avelus to fulfill the mitzvah's kriya, aside from fitting with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Shimon, who limits malacha performance to certain purposes, can be moded that this is going to be chayiv. This is a malacha hatzricha legufa. Why is this a malacha hatzricha legufa, says Tosfos? Because you're doing it for the sake of a mitzvah. Since this is being done to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya, that apparently is going to be capable of defining this as tzricha legufa, and so even Rabbi Shimon can agree to this halacha. So that is the shita of Tosfos. Ben. So we're gonna work on that very shortly. Good. So Ben's asking how this fits with Tosfos' shita. We're gonna work on this in a few moments. Let's just lay out the shitas first. Okay, moving over to our second shita. The second shita is the shita of Rashi. Rashi there in Kuf Hei Amud Beis argues on Tosfos. Rashi says that really this braisa cannot fit with the shita of Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're potter for doing a malacha shein tzrich legufo, we care about your purpose, this halacha would be potter. Tearing kriya out of a velus on Shabbos would be potter, and this braisa must be restricted to the shita of Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda doesn't care about your purpose. He'll be mechayiv you for tearing kriya on Shabbos, but according to Rabbi Shimon, this is going to be potter. And apparently Rashi doesn't care about the fact that this is being done for the sake of a mitzvah. The fact that this is being done to fulfill the mitzvah of kriya is not going to help define this as tzrich legufo according to Rashi. So these are the basic facts. Now in this sugi over here, we have a machlokas Rishonim. If a person tears kriya on Shabbos out of a velus, he does it out of mourning to fulfill his mitzvah, would that be considered to be tzrich legufa? Tosis is saying that this is a malacha at tzrich legufa. It's done for the right purpose. And because it's done for the sake of a mitzvah, that apparently makes it tzrich legufa. Whereas Rashi is saying that it's ain't a tzrich legufa, we don't care that it's being done for the sake of a mitzvah. And the question becomes, what's the hesber in this machlokas? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of Tosfos? What's the conceptual basis for the shita of Rashi? Fine. So we good? Somewhere? Okay, we'll go for now. So the Rapanis once pointed out that this is going to turn out to be an afkamina between our two original approaches, Tosis and the Ramban, on Tzrich Legufa. But it's going to, as Ben already indicated, it's going to need some effort. So we're going to have to put a little bit of work into understanding each of the shitas. And after we do a little bit of work, we'll understand that it's going to turn out to be another nafkamina in this machlokas. So let's go back to our two shitas and go through them one at a time and see how they're going to play out in this shaila of tearing kriya on Shabbos. Starting with the shita of Tosfos. So what was Tosis' shita once again? What's that purpose you have to have in mind to be chayiv? The purpose of the Mishkan. Whatever purpose they had in mind to the Mishkan, that's the purpose you have to have in mind when doing a malacha in order to be chayiv. So let's ask ourselves, what was the purpose they had in mind in the Mishkan when they did the malacha of Koreya? So we have a Gemara on Ayin Heim and Alvish tells us that the reason they did Koreya in the Mishkan was as follows, that when they had the Yerios of the Mishkan, which were these coverings that were on top of the Mishkan, so it was possible, says the Gemara, that a worm would bore a hole into the Yerios, a darna, this worm would bore a hole into the Yerios, and they needed to fix up and mend the Yerios. And the best way to do it, apparently, the most professional way to fix it up is to first rip the hole a little bit bigger so they could re-sew it in a more proper fashion. They did Korea Almanas lit for it. They would tear it, tear the hole bigger in order to fix it up in a more professional manner. So that was the purpose of Korea in the Mishkan. And so the truth of the matter is Ben was indicating Tosas Shita is not so pashit. How is Tosas telling me that tearing Kriya in mourning on Shabbos to do a mitzvah is connected to the Mishkan, is Tzrich Legufa, when it's not connected to the Mishkan? In the Mishkan, they would tear for the purpose of fixing something up to resew it. In this situation, when this person tears Kriya, he's not trying to fix up his garment and resew it. He's tearing to do a mitzvah. It's a very good thing to do. It's not a good thing to do on Shabbos, but he's tearing to do a mitzvah. That has nothing at all to do with the purpose of the Mishkan. Why is this considered to be Tzrich Legufa? So that's the first issue that needs to be analyzed. Anyone want to suggest anything? We'll get to Rosh. Mary.
Maybe because everything done in the Mishkan was for the sake of the mitzvah, so that's considered the purpose.
That's what you have to say. So let's just flesh out what our Zuma Chevra is pointing out. Let's just flesh it out first. So what Mary's pointing out, what you apparently have to say, Al-Korchach, is as follows. That Tosis is going to understand that there were actually two purposes that they had in mind in the Mishkan when they did the malachas. One purpose is what we can call the specific purpose. Every malacha was done for a certain specific reason. Korea was done for a specific reason to resew. Gozes was done for a specific reason. All the lamites malachas were done for certain specific purposes. But aside from the specific purpose, every malacha could be said to have been done for an ultimate purpose, and that was to fulfill the tzivoy Hashem. There was a commandment to build the Mishkan. It was a mitzvah. And the ultimate goal of the construction of the Mishkan was to fulfill the tzivoy Hashem. That apparently is what we have to say. And so Tosis is going to hold that on Shabbos, when we talk about doing something for the purpose of the Mishkan and making it Tzrich Legufa, there are two manners in which you can make something Tzrich Legufa. There are two mindsets that are going to turn something into being Tzrich Legufa. One approach, one mindset will be the specific purpose in the Mishkan. If you do a malacha on Shabbos for the specific purpose in the Mishkan, that's going to be Tzrich Legufa, and that's going to be Chayiv. That's one way you can make something Tzrich Legufa. But there's a korchuk, we have to say that there's a second way you can make something Tzrich Legufa, and that is if you do it for the sake of a mitzvah. If you do a malacha on Shabbos for the sake of fulfilling a mitzvah, apparently Tosis is saying that's also associated with Mishkan because it's associated with the ultimate purpose in the Mishkan. And so just to plug this into this case itself, when it comes to tearing Kriya on Shabbos out of a velus, although it's not being done for the specific purpose in the Mishkan, you're not tearing to fix up and to resew this garment, but nonetheless, it has this ultimate, the comparison to the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan of doing being done to fulfill a tzivoy, to fulfill a mitzvah, and therefore it's considered to be Tzrich Legufa. So after putting some effort into Tosos, we're coming out with the understanding that he is apparently Lishitaso, that Tosos felt that his approach in Tzrich Legufa about the Mishkan is going to result in tearing Kriya to fulfill a mitzvah being considered to be Tzrich Legufa. Yeah, Ben. Okay, Ben is asking a very interesting question. He's saying, I'll just say the question, but we're not going to get into it. He's asking the classic case of in Tzrich Legufa is where you dig a hole for the dirt instead of the hole. You're digging for the dirt instead of the hole. So Ben's asking, what if you would dig in order to get the dirt for Kisei Adam? I mean, it's like your type of question here. So you're digging to get the dirt to do a mitzvah. Okay, so it's a geshmak hasha. Yeah, okay, okay. We'll appreciate the kasha. Okay, so let's go now over to our second approach, which is the shita of Rashi, the Ramban. What was the Ramban shita in Tzrich Legufa? So the Ramban had said, Shrich Lagufa is about doing a malacha for the internal achievement provided by the malacha itself. Each malacha has a certain accomplishment. If you do it for that goal itself, that's called Shrich Lagufa. So to ask ourselves, what's the achievement of Malachas Karaya? What's the accomplishment of this malacha? The answer is, the achievement of Malachas Karaya is to fix something up by ripping it. Like the Mishkan is one example, but we don't need the Mishkan, but any act of fixing something up through ripping it, that's the essence of Malachas Karaya. And so if we plug that into this situation, we have a case here where this guy, once again, he's tearing Kriya to fulfill his mitzvah of Kriya on Shabbos. It's Shabbos and he wants to fulfill his mitzvah of tearing Kriya for Avelis. When he's tearing Kriya in this situation, he's not doing it for the accomplishment of Malachas Koreya. He's not trying to fix something up by ripping. He's not trying to fix up this article of clothing by ripping it. He wants to fulfill a mitzvah. So he's going through the motions of tearing in order to fulfill this extrinsic mitzvah. Right. So it's for his own benefit. It's not for the benefit of the garment. It's for the gavra's benefit. And so that is not the accomplishment of Malachas Koreya. He's not doing it for the internal achievement of this malacha. He's not trying to fix up an article of clothing for the sake of the clothing itself. He's just going through the motions of tearing in order to benefit the person himself. And therefore, this is going to be Eina Tzricha Legufa. So Rashi will come out to be L'shitasa. We started out by putting Rashi into the Ramban's camp. That Tzricha Legufa is about doing it for internal purposes. In this situation, it's not considered to be internal. Therefore, it's going to be Pater. So that is part one of today's shir. We are just pointing out this nunaf gemina between Tosis versus the Ramban and Rashi, the issue of tearing Kriya for the sake of a mitzvah, or really any act of doing a malacha for the sake of a mitzvah, but the case in our sugi is tearing Kriya for the sake of a mitzvah on Shabbos. Tosis is saying that this is considered to be Tzricha Legufa because it has the same ultimate purpose as the Mishkan, whereas Rashi is saying that it's Eina Tzricha Legufa because we go by the internal achievement of the malacha itself. And this is not tapping into the internal achievement of Malachas Koreya. You're going through the motions of ripping for the extrinsic benefit of doing a mitzvah, which benefits the person, not the chevtza, and therefore it's in the Tzricha Legufa. Any questions? You're bringing up Koreya from last time? Okay, that's, I can't. Okay, Penny's asking questions from Malachas Koreya. Sorry. Okay. Fine. Okay, fine. So, okay, we're good? Okay, moving over to part two. So now in part two of tonight's shiur, we're now going to be focusing on the Shita of Rashi in the Sugya. There's a very crucial variation that the Ramban brings to the Shita of Rashi, and we're going to do an analysis of Rashi in contrast to this variation of the Ramban. So let's just zero in now on Rashi Shita. This is what we're going to be focusing on for the rest of tonight's Chabura. Rashi Shita in this discussion, once again, is we're in the second school of thought for Tzricha Legufa for the rest of the Chabura. Tzricha Legufa is about doing a malacha for the internal achievement of the malacha itself. When you do a malacha for the internal achievement of the malacha itself, that is Tzricha Legufa. And Rashi felt that therefore tearing Kriya on Shabbos out of a velus is Eina Tzricha Legufa. You're just going through the motions of ripping for this external benefit. Now, the Ramban also weighs in on this sugya, on this discussion of tearing Kriya out of Avelis, and he brings up Rashi's possibility. He's working with the general camp of Rashi that we care about the internal benefit, and he brings up Rashi's possibility that it's going to be Eina Tzricha Legufa, it's being done for extrinsic purposes. But then the Ramban brings down an alternative possibility, and this is what we're going to focus on. The Ramban suggests a variation on Rashi, that maybe even working with the second school of thought in the Rishonim, it's still going to be considered to be Tzricha Legufa, that tearing Kriya out of Avelis on Shabbos is going to be considered to be Tzricha Legufa. We're going to treat that as an internal benefit. So what we're setting up now in part two of tonight's shir is a machlokas Rishonim between Tosfos versus the Ramban, Rashi versus the Ramban, within our second camp of Rishonim that we care about the internal achievement of the Malacha itself. So what would we say about tearing Kriya on Shabbos, again, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya? Rashi is maintaining that this is Eina Tzricha Legufa. It's not considered to be an internal benefit, whereas the Ramban is now suggesting a possibility that it is Tzricha Legufa. It is considered to be an internal achievement. And the question now becomes, what's the Hesber in that machlokas? What's the conceptual basis for Shita's Rashi? What's the conceptual basis for the Shita of the Ramban? Anyone want to give this a shot? It's the Shaila. Hey. So again, so the we're in our second school of thought on the Rishonim that Tzrich L'Gufa has to do with doing a malacha for the internal achievement of the malacha itself. Within that school of thought, we're now having a shy on the Rishonim. What's the din in terms of tearing Kriya on Shabbos to do the mitzvah out of Avelis? So the person finds out that a relative passes away and he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya on Shabbos and he tears Kriya. Is that going to be Tzrich L'Gufa? He's doing the malacha of Korea now. Is that called Tzrich L'Gufa? Is that being done for internal purposes? Rashi is saying that it's not being done for internal purposes, and so it's in a Tzrich L'Gufa. The Ramban is now suggesting a possibility that it is going to be Tzrich L'Gufa. It is being done for internal purposes. And the question is, what's the Hesber in that machlokas? Okay. So Rav Parnas once pointed out that this is going to come down to a fundamental Hakira in Hilchas Avelis now. So we're moving over now to Hilchas Avelis for a little bit. And we're going to touch on a very fundamental issue that comes up in Hilchas Avelis that's really at the core of a number of very important issues. I don't know how I found this thing, it's the Otzer Chachma, but a friend, apparently like many, many, many years ago, wrote a sefer on Hilchas Avelis, and he dedicates a good amount of time to this Shaila. The issue is as follows. We know on Shabbos, we know that there's a mitzvah of Kriya, now we're in the Sugya of Avelis. That if a person finds out that certain relatives or certain individuals pass away, so the person becomes obligated to tear Kriya. Now there's a classic Chakira that comes up in the Mefarshim, how to understand the nature of the Chiyav of Kriya, the mitzvah of Kriya. Once again, when a person finds out that a relative or certain individuals pass away, Rebbe, Chacham, whatever, so the halacha is you have to tear Kriya, a person has to tear Kriya. Now the question becomes, what exactly is the nature, what's the focus of that mitzvah of Kriya? So the Chakira goes like this. One possibility is to understand that the mitzvah of Kriya is to do the act of ripping itself. The act of ripping itself is the mitzvah of Kriya. If we want to give a little bit more explanation behind the mitzvah for Daniel Fried's sake, so what we'd say is that the purpose of the mitzvah is to express a certain emotion, to give expression to a bechiya. So the Torah, or the according to most Mepharshim, it's the Rabbanan, but the rabbis or the Torah, whoever it is, established this mitzvah to give a certain concrete act, to give expression to this emotion of Bechiah. But whatever the case may be, it's being done for a specific purpose, where it's being defined in a specific way, the act of ripping itself, the Maisa Kriya, that is the mitzvah of Kriya. So that is possibility number one, which is the intuitive approach, so it doesn't sound like I'm saying anything, but option one is to say that the mitzvah of Kriya is the act of ripping. Fine. The second possibility that comes up is to say as follows. That maybe the mitzvah of Kriya, for an oval, is not the activity of ripping the garment. That is not the mitzvah of Kriya. Maybe the mitzvah of Kriya is the subsequent act of wearing the garments that were ripped. The levisha of the begadim kruim. Wearing the garments that this person ripped out of Avelis, the wearing is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the initial act of ripping is not what we call a maisa ha-mitzvah. It's not an act. It's not the actual mitzvah of Kriya. When he tears Kriya, it's a heksher. It's a preparation for the actual mitzvah, which is the wearing of the begadim kruim. So the mitzvah of Kriya is the levisha of begadim kruim, wearing begadim that you ripped out of Avelis. So the ripping is a heksher. You're making this article of clothing suitable for the mitzvah being the actual levisha post the tearing. So we're clearing a chakira here. It gets to the heart of Hilchos Avelis. What is the mitzvah of Kriya? Is the mitzvah of Kriya, option one, the act of ripping itself, giving expression to a certain emotion by just ripping? The Maisa Kriya itself is the Maisa mitzvah. It's option one. The second option is that the mitzvah is not the ripping. The mitzvah is the levisha, the wearing the ripped clothing, where the initial preliminary act of ripping is just a heksher to prepare this garment for the mitzvah by ripping it so that the person can then be wearing a ripped garment. So let's take this chakira now and reassess our issue here on Tzrich L'Gufa. We have a machlokes. If a person tears Kriya on Shabbos out of Avelis, is that considered to be done for internal purposes? Is he trying to tap into the achievement of Malachas Kareya? Or is he not tapping into the achievement of Malachas Kareya? So let's plug that into the Tutsdadim in the Chakira. Let's go through the Tutsdadim in the Chakira and see how they produce different results. Starting with the first side in the Chakira, if we explain that the mitzvah of Korea, the mitzvah of Kriya and out of Avelis, is the act of tearing itself. The act of tearing itself is the mitzvah. So then, what are we going to say when this person does this on Shabbos? When he does this mitzvah on Shabbos of tearing Kriya, so is he doing this for internal purposes? Is he trying to tap into the goal of Malachas Kareya? Or is he not trying to tap into the goal of Malachas Kareya? The answer is that he's not tapping into the goal of Kareya. Because once again, what was the achievement of Malachas Kareya? Fixing something up by ripping it. Fixing up an article of clothing or any article by ripping it, that's the achievement of Malachas Kareya. That's the fundamental accomplishment of this Malacha. Now, when this person tears Kriya on Shabbos, when he tears Kriya to do his mitzvah, he's not doing it to fix up this garment. He's not trying to fix up this article by ripping it. He's trying to fulfill a mitzvah that's on the Gavra by tearing. So he's going through the motions of this Malacha. He's tearing up this object, not because he wants to fix anything up. He just wants to fulfill a mitzvah, which requires him to do the act of tearing. That's an extrinsic activity. He's not tapping into the goal of Malachas Kareya. The goal of Kareya is to fix up through tearing. He's not trying to fix this up. He's just going through the motions of tearing to fulfill a mitzvah that's incumbent upon him. That is Ein Tzricha L'Gufo. So that is going to be the pshat on the sheet of Rashi. Rashi is going with the first tzad in this Chakira. Rashi understands that the mitzvah of Kareya, Al Evlo, out of Avelis, is the act of ripping itself. And so Rashi came to the conclusion that when a person does this on Shabbos, he's not tapping into the fundamental accomplishment of Malachas Kareya. Malachas Kareya is about fixing up through tearing. He's not fixing it up through tearing, just doing a mitzvah. And so therefore, that is an external activity that is Ein Tzricha L'Gufo. Let's move over now to the second side in this Chakira. The second side in the Chakira is to say, what is the mitzvah of Kriya? The mitzvah is not the preliminary act of ripping. That's just the heksher that's preparing this object to be worn. But the real mitzvah is the subsequent levisha, the wearing of the begotten that he tore out of Avelis. That is the mitzvah of Kriya. Now, working with the second side in the Chakira, now it's going to come out differently. Because let's play out what happens when he does this on Shabbos. And Shabbos, he finds out that somebody passes away and he tears Kriya on Shabbos. Now, working with this tzad, when he does that act of tearing, he actually is tapping into the Yisod of Malachas Kareya. Because once again, what's the Yisod of Malachas Kareya? Fixing something up through tearing. When he does this act of tearing, he's making the object suitable for the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah again? The mitzvah is to do the subsequent act. Yeah. What is that? Right, exactly. The act of ripping is not a mitzvah. It's a preliminary act to make this garment suitable for the mitzvah. In order to do the mitzvah, he does a preliminary act of tearing, that's the heksher, to set you up for the mitzvah of wearing begadim kruim. So the initial act of tearing actually is, in a certain sense, fixing up this garment. You're fixing up through tearing. You're making it suitable for the mitzvah of Kriya. And so that actually does tap into the Yisod Malachas Kareya. He's doing it for the accomplishment of Malachas Kareya. He's tearing for the sake of fixing something up. That is going to be Tzricha L'Gufa. So the Ramban is going to go with the second side in this Chakira. He understood that the Yisod of the mitzvah of Kriya al Evlo is this interesting idea, the Levisha of Begadim Kruim, that is accomplished through the preliminary act of tearing. Therefore, the preliminary act of tearing on Shabbos is tapping into Malachas Kareya. You're fixing something up. You're making it suitable for the mitzvah. That is going to be Tzricha L'Gufa. So that was the Rapanus's beautiful Hesber in this Machlokas. It's a fundamental insight that opens up a lot of doors in Hilchas Avelis. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so
you have to be asking a very good question. I just don't want to lose everybody. So Eitan's asking how to Tosus with Cheshbon in with this Chakira. It's Kedai to Cheshbon, but it's not relevant because Tosus himself was using the Mitzvah Shabbat as connecting it. Or more importantly, if you really be Tosus inside, He brings other examples of other mitzvos out of Hilchas Kriya that are where he applies his shita. So it's a very good question, but I'm answering shorthand. Yeah. Eitan is asking, would there be Makeh Patish if he tears Kriya according to the shita of the Ramban? According to the shita of the Ramban, if he tears Kriya, would there be a Makeh Patish? And that you're defining this as a garment that is suitable for the mitzvah of Kriya. It's hard to say that. The Gemara doesn't say. Right. So the Gemara doesn't say Chayav Shtayim. What do you say? Okay, fine. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. I don't have an answer off the cuff. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, let me restate Ben's question. It actually is an important question for Hilchos Avelos. Ben's asking, if the second sound of Chagir is correct according to the Ramban, that the real mitzvah of Kriya is the wearing of Begadim Kruim, so it should come out that the person himself shouldn't have to tear the garments. Let me borrow torn garments from my friend, and I'll just put that on, like by the kotel, right? That's you by the kotel. Okay, so that's what we're going to have to say. 100%, 100%. So Mr. Verstandig is giving a beautiful answer. Let me just flesh out the back and forth, because this is at the heart of Hilchos Avelos, so we're doing it, we might as well just do it properly. The question that's being asked is, according to the second sound of Sfakira, that the mitzvah is really wearing the begadim kruim. So Ben is asking, why do I myself need to do the kriya? Why can't I just borrow a garment from my friend that's already torn? He tore it for the kosel, so I'll just save some money and I'll just put it on. That's the question that's being asked. So Mr. Verstandig, or Dov is asking, even better, what if the friend tears it for him right now? That's actually a much more complicated question. So yes. So we're going to put that respectfully aside. But just to give the simple answer that Mr. Verstandig pointed out, the basic lumnus is going to be that you need to wear the garment that you yourself tore out of a velus. It's the levisha of the garment that you yourself tore out of a velus. When you tore it, you were branding this as a garment that was torn for this particular mace. And you need to wear the garment that you yourself tore out of a velus. That's the basic answer to your question. We're defining it, that the mitzvah is to wear that which you tore out of a velus. It's part of it. You know, Mr. Vestendig was calling it a two-part mitzvah. In a certain sense, it is. If there's a certain heksher preliminary act that is consummated, that's, you know, given, it's brought out through the act of wearing the garment itself. Okay, but this is a good question. I don't want to get too... Okay, so you're asking, I just want to make sure we finish up. So I just want to, can you be very good, Shmai? Okay. Now, okay, there's a very famous piece from the Sfas Emes in Hilchos Avelos again. That's on our very sugi here, in our sugi here, trying to prove the second side of our Chakira. So now that we're doing this sugi, it's very much good idea just to finish off by presenting the famous piece from the Sfas Emes. So as Emes wants to prove the second side in our Chakira. Once again, we have this Chakira. Is the mitzvah of Kriya for an Avel the act of tearing, or is it the subsequent act of really, it's really the wearing, the begotten Kruim, with the preliminary act of just tearing to, as a heksher, to make this suitable for the mitzvah, which is really just the subsequent act of wearing. That's our Chakira. So as Emes wants to bring a raya to the second side in this Chakira, from our sugi itself on Kof Hei Yom Beis, from today's sugi. So we're just going to present the kasha of the Sfas Emes, and over zingers we could discuss the answer, but it's the kasha is much more important than the answer, because this is the famous rate. It's called stuff. Stuff is Rish Malavis' term for famous stuff that everyone has to know. He calls it stuff. So this is stuff. Okay. So let's go back to our Gemara here on Kof Hei Yom Beis for a few more moments. Gemara here in Kof Hei Yom Beis brought this braisa, which told us that if a person finds out that a relative passes away and he has this mitzvah of Kriya and he tears Kriya on Shabbos, so it's an act of Chilul Shabbos. He violated Malachas Koreya. That's the first part of the Braisa, which we were focusing on until now. There's one more detail in the Braisa, which the Sfas Emes finds very significant for the Sugya of Hilchos Avelos. The Braisa goes on to say that although this was wrong, it's an act of Chilul Shabbos, but he still fulfills his mitzvah of Kriya. That it was a wrong thing to do. It was an act of Chil Shabbos, but it still fulfills his mitzvah of Kriya. And Sfas Emes is bothered by a very famous question. He says, how can you tell me this fulfills the mitzvah of Kriya when this should be a mitzvah haba ba'avera? You know that there's a famous principle that if a person does a mitzvah in conjunction with an avera, the mitzvah gets disqualified, it gets upended. The classic case is the case of Lulav HaGazel, person, the third parak of Masechta Sukkah, a person steals a lulav, and he tries to do the mitzvah of Dalad Minim with his stolen lulav, so it is no good. It is going to be disqualified, because this is a mitzvah haba ba'avera. He's doing a mitzvah in conjunction with an avera, and therefore the mitzvah of Dalad Minim gets disqualified. So ask the Sfas Emes, how could this Bryce tell me that when this person tears Kriya on Shabbos, aside from the act of Chilul Shabbos, he also fulfills the mitzvah of Kriya? This should be a mitzvah haba ba'avera. The mitzvah of Kriya is being done in conjunction with the Avera of Malachas Koreya, with the Avera of Chilul Shabbos, that should disqualify the mitzvah based on mitzvah haba ba'avir. That's the famous kasha of the Sfas Emes. Yeah. Did you do the Gemara there? Because Taka brings a good point up, but okay, it's I just don't want to overcomplicate things. But you're making a good point, but it's a little too complicated for it. Yeah. Beautiful. That's exactly what Sfas Emes says. So let's speak out what Mordechai just said. He's Mechamim to the Sfas Emes. Exactly what Sfas Emes says. So let's speak. Let's just be Meirich on what Mordechai just said. So Mordechai is pointing out, the Sfas Emes says that he feels that he can answer up this dynamite kasha based on our Chakira in Hilchas Avelos. So let's go back to the two tzadim in the Chakira and show how he uses one of the tzadim to answer up this kasha. Says the Sfas Emes like this, that work with the first tzad in this Chakira, that the mitzvah of Kriya out of Avelos is the activity of ripping. The Maisa Kriya, the act of ripping itself, is the Maisa HaMitzvah. That was the first tzad in the Chakira. Working with the first time the Chakira, says the Sfas Emes, we have a dynamite kasha. The kasha is a bomb kasha. Because what comes out, when this person tears Kriya on Shabbos, this very same activity is both a mitzvah and an avera. It's a maisa mitzvah and a maisa avera coinciding with the same activity. Because what? Let's play this out. He tears Kriya on Shabbos. That single act of tearing on the one hand is a maisa mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Kriya. The act of tearing is a maisa avera. It's an act of Chilul Shabbos. There's a coincidence of a maisa mitzvah and a maisa avera. They're occurring simultaneously. That should be a mitzvah haba ba'avera. So working with the first sound of Chakira, says Sfas Emes, it's a bam kasha on this Gemara. However, if you go over to the second sound of the Chakira, then we can answer up this kasha. What was the second sound of the Chakira? That really the mitzvah of Kriya is not the initial act of tearing. That's just the heksher. But the real mitzvah of Kriya is the subsequent act of wearing. Wearing the begotten that you tore out of a velus, that is the real mitzvah of Kriya. According to the second side, says Sfas Emes, we can now separate the mitzvah and the avera in this situation. Because let's play it out one more time. We have this case where he's tearing Kriya on Shabbos out of a velus. Now, in this situation, so that initial act of tearing is not yet the mitzvah. When he does that act of tearing on Shabbos, that's not the mitzvah mitzvah. That's just the heksher for the subsequent mitzvah. But the act of tearing itself is not actually the mitzvah mitzvah. Now, although it's not the Maisa Mitzvah, it is the Maisa Avera. In terms of Chilul Shabbos, the act of tearing is the act of Chilul Shabbos. So we have the act of the Maisa Avera taking place. The Maisa Mitzvah didn't occur yet. Then after he finishes tearing, after he finishes the Avera, subsequent to that is now the accomplishment of the Mitzvah, the Kiyama Mitzvah. He's now wearing the Begadim Kruim. That is the Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah and the Avera are not coinciding. The Avera is occurring before the mitzvah. The avera is the initial act of tearing. That's the avera. That's not yet the mitzvah. After you do this, the initial act of tearing and you finish the avera, then the subsequent act of wearing is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is occurring sequential to the avera. You first have the avera taking place at the point of tearing. The mitzvah is taking place at the point of wearing. And so that is not occurring at the same time. Therefore, it should be perfectly fine. So that we have a question here on Zoom. Let me just chazer the Nakuda, and then we'll stop for questions and we'll adjourn. So once again, the Sfas Emes is therefore saying that this kash and this Gemara should be a ride to the second side and not the first side of our Chakira. Going with the first side of the Chakira, if the mitzvah is the activity of tearing itself, then the Maisa Mitzvah and the Maisa Havera are coinciding. They're occurring simultaneously. The very act of tearing is the mitzvah and the Havera at the same time. Going over the second side, if the mitzvah of Kriya is not the act of tearing, but the subsequent act of wearing, so now we've separated the mitzvah and the avera. The avera is the initial act of tearing. The mitzvah is the subsequent act of wearing. We've broken them apart, and therefore it won't be a mitzvah ba'avera. So that's the famous shtickel from the Sfas Emes. So let's just take some questions, and then we will finish up. Yeah.
So we're not spending Rashi. Okay,
so Eitan's asking, so what's Rashi going to do? So we have a few minutes left. We're not going to go for a buzzer beater. It's a very sophisticated sugya, so we'll have to just take questions and we'll stop. But Arya, you have a question?
Yes, I could be wrong, but by lulav hagazal, you're not mekayim the mitzvah.
Yeah, I'm so happy Arya asked that. It is such a complicated question, but we're just going to give it a very quick answer. What Arya is asking is a very brilliant kasha. He's asking, How can the Sfas Emes tell me that just because the Avera takes place before the mitzvah is after the Avera, there's no mitzvah above Avera? What about the paradigm of Lulav HaGazel? The original case of Lulav HaGazel is where you first steal a Lulav on day one. 2 days later, you do the mitzvah of Lulav on Sukkot, and it's disqualified because of mitzvah above Avera. So what do you mean that you have to have the mitzvah and Avera coinciding in the same activity when by Lulav HaGazel, the original case itself, they're not coinciding, the mitzvah is occurring after the Avera? That's your kasha, are you right?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay. What? Okay. So I'm going to actually, Mordechai just said something that was also pretty brilliant. I'm going to rephrase it though. We don't have so much time. So I'm going to give you one simple answer to this question. It's a not a simple answer at all, but it's just with 3 minutes left, that's what we can do. One simple answer to this question gets into a very big shot that comes up in the Achronim, but there's a major group of Mefarshim that are the understanding that when this person picks up the stolen lulav to fulfill the mitzvah of lulav, the very act of trying to use the lulav is also a maisa gzela. In other words, aside from the fact that initially when he stole it, that was a maisa gzela, but when you then pick up the stolen article and you try to use it to perform a mitzvah, that's furthering the gzela. That's the hishtamshis of the object is another maisa gzela. So the very act of using the lulav is a maisa avera and a maisa mitzvah at the same time. So that is a simple answer. That's as simple as we can give with 3 minutes left to Arya's question. It's a very good question. I reformulated what you said, but it's very similar. You called it a bitul hashava. I rephrased it as another. Yeah, it's very similar. Fine. Okay. So with that, I think we're just going to stop for tonight because of timing. So let's just quickly do a 60-second sum up. Tonight we were setting down more fundamental theory. The next week, Mr. Shem, we'll get to the post game on the sugya of Tzrich Legufa. There's a very gishmak tshuva about the Rav Avadia has, which we'll go through next week. But for now, just to quickly summarize, after we did our quick summary from last week, so we had two parts of tonight's shir. Part one, we had a new nafkamina between Tosas versus the Ramban and Rashi in terms of tearing Kriya out of Avelis and Shabbos. Tosas says that it is Tzrich Legufa because it's being done for the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan. Rashi says it's Ein Tzrich Legufa because it's an extrinsic mitzvah. You're not doing the malacha for internal purposes. That was part one. Part two, we then brought the variation of the Ramban. The Ramban brings up the possibility to argue in Rashi and to suggest that even in our second camp of Rishonim that we care about the intrinsic accomplishment of the malacha, maybe Kriya is called internal. Maybe it does tap into the accomplishment of Malachas Kriya. And Rapparnas pointed out, it came down to a real fundamental hakira in Hilchas Avelis, is the mitzvah of Kriya the act of ripping itself, in which case, when you do this in Shabbos, you're not tapping into the Yisod of Malachas Kriya, or is the mitzvah of Kriya the subsequent act of wearing, where the initial act is a heksher to prepare the garment for the mitzvah? According to the second side, you are tapping into the Yisod of Malachas Kriya, you're doing an act of fixing up through tearing, that taps into the Yisod of Malacha. And we finished off with the famous Kasha Tzfas Emes, the Raya Tzfas Emes, the second town of Hakir of Mitzvah Bava Avera, where he's showing that how are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriya when it's done in conjunction with the Isser of Chil Shabbos? He says, according to the second side, we can separate the Maisa Avera and the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Avera is the act of tearing. The Maisa Mitzvah is the subsequent act of wearing. And therefore, everything is good. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Chanel.
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric.